and then a boatload of pleasure seekers, a solitary sculler, or a four from some rowing club. Perhaps the river was quietest of a morning or late at night. One moonlight night, some people drifted down singing and with a zither playing. It sounded very pleasantly across the water. In a few days, Bailey began to recognise some of the craft. In a week, he knew the intimate history of half a dozen. The launch Luzon from Fitzgibbons's, 2 miles up, would go fretting by, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day, conspicuous with its colouring of Indian red and yellow, and its 2 oriental attendants. And one day, to Bailey's vast amusement, the houseboat Purple Emperor came to a stop outside and breakfasted in the most shameless domesticity. Then, one afternoon, the captain of a slow-moving barge began a quarrel with his wife as they came into sight from the left, and had carried it to personal violence before he vanished behind the window frame to the right. Bailey regarded all this as an entertainment, got up to while away his illness, and applauded all the more moving incidents. Mrs. Green, coming in at rare intervals with his meals, would catch him clapping his hands or softly crying, "Encore!" But the river...